in Ipswich. 750 jobs are set to go because of businesses closing. And I say businesses, plural. Geez, it's tough enough when one big employer goes, but devastating when two go. And that's what Ipswich is facing today after the local or a local abattoir and chicken processing factory have said that they are going to close their gates. The Churchill Abattoir at Yamanto announced it's going to shut its gates on the 28th with the loss of 500 jobs. This came out late yesterday, but rumours have been circulating some time about that. But now the announcement that the Steggles plant at Wilcaraca will wind down at the end of January next year, that caught everyone off guard. About 400 jobs will go there. It's about the last thing the new mayor of Ipswich, Andrew Antonelli, would have wanted. I've got him on the line now. Andrew, a very, very short honeymoon period for you.
Oh, look, it was a sad day for Ipswich yesterday. It's never a good time to lose a job, but our hearts go out to those families that are impacted.
Yeah, and we're talking 700-plus families here. I mean, we're knocking on the door of almost 1,000, rounding it up. All in a four-month period, it's going to be tough for Ipswich to absorb.
Well, some of the, in the end, it's actually about 900 over a nine-month period, apparently. So we do have some time to assist some of those ones that might towards the end of that nine-month period. But those who are faced with the prospect of losing their job in a month, we're under increased pressure to try and assist them.
Have you been in contact with the two companies? What have they had to say?
Look, we've had our economic development team have been working with the two companies to try and assist those impacted employees and maybe even try and afford some opportunities elsewhere for them. We're very fortunate in Ipswich that we do have a diverse economy, however, and a lot of manufacturing jobs. However, this is an enormous impact on our community over a short period of time.
Yeah, and coming into Christmas as well. What are each of the saying? What is the chicken plant saying? What are Steggles saying?
Well, I understand that Steggles are looking to rationalise a lot of their operations. But with respect to the abattoir, they're working hard and we're happy to help facilitate where possible. They're trying to turn their operations into an export plant, so they're looking at some foreign investment to do that.
So what, is there some indication that the abattoir might be saved?
Well, look, it is their intention to try and explore every opportunity to reopen the plant within 6 to 12 months. And look, we remain very optimistic that that would happen.
Okay. What assurances or what have they put in place to make this happen? I mean, is it as simple as getting an export license? So they'd have to set up markets and suppliers overseas, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it is all part of the whole problem there. But we're certainly working with them to try and help facilitate that. And we're also working with the state and the federal government to assist those employees who are impacted in the interim.
Yeah, okay. Now, that was going to be my next question. What about state and federal benefits here? Have they come to the party? Have you been in contact with them? And what are they saying?
Look, I've spoken to the federal member, Shane Newman. He has been extremely helpful. He's got Centrelink on board to go out and start communicating and talking to those impacted employees and offering every assistance available and ensuring that they start filling in their forms now.
Andrew, when we spoke before the election and even last week after the election, I mean, one of your big drivers was to create jobs, to make sure Ipswich was a place the businesses wanted to come. This is, especially in the Steggles situation, that kind of looks the complete opposite, doesn't it?
Look, you know, every community, I mean, jobs going forward are going to be different to jobs we have today, and we have to diversify. That said, as any community, you want to try and retain the jobs you have. This has been an enormous speed bump on that path, but we remain vigilant to work with those companies to see what we can do to afford their employees future opportunities, if not in Ipswich, at least within the region.
All right. And what about council? I mean, is there anything that, I mean, I know you've got projects in play or at least thoughts and ideas. They would probably, by the time they're implemented, be too late for these workers. But is there any glimmer of hope on the horizon you can give them from a council point of view?
Well, look, not specifically. However, it might be the case we might need to try and reskill some of these workers in different fields. And if that's the case, then that's a path that we're willing to take.
All right, Councillor, Mayor-elect, I should say. It's been a bumpy old start, but you've got your work cut out for you. Thanks for coming on and explaining it for us. Andrew Antonelli, the Ipswich Mayor-elect, what a honeymoon. It was very short-lived, wasn't it? Now he's facing the prospect of, 900 over 9 months, possibly unemployed. But I guess there is that glimmer of hope with the Churchill Abattoir, non-export at this stage, wholly and solely to the domestic market. And they had basically one big supplier. Well, they supplied two, and that was Woolworths. So they couldn't go forward. But if they get this export license and then find some suppliers and a market overseas, they may be able to swing things around. But in the meantime, we've got the best part of 900 families in limbo for the next 9 months.